What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Welcome in. This is an Inside the Gamecock special. I'm JC Sherbert, along with our man Rob Williams from SEC Sunday Night and ITG and everything else that we do here at Chief Sports. Rob's got a hand in it. If you've listened to a show, seen a social media post, watched a video, Rob's fingerprints are all over it. But Rob, good to be with you. Today, there's breaking news. Paul Menieri is out as the head coach of the University of South Carolina baseball team. Mutual parting of ways is the company line, but there was no way he was coaching after last night. The Gamecocks hit just when we thought it couldn't get any lower. It did. 22-6, non-competitive game against a team in Arkansas that doesn't score a lot of runs. You know, 15th, Carolina 16th in scoring, 22 runs. That's a team that had given up. Credited athletic director Jeremiah Donati for pulling the plug now and saying, this is it. This is enough. Didn't wait till Sunday. Didn't wait till next week. See if it would get better. Just decided that was that. And Rob, your initial thoughts on this situation and all that good stuff.
Yeah, JC, it's good to be here. And I'm sitting here in Columbia today where I woke up to a cloudy morning and now symbolically the sun is shining through my window. It seems like there's a little bit of hope and a new era dawning for South Carolina baseball. I expect there to be a little bit of a buzz around Founders immediately, given that Monty Lee is now the interim head coach of the team and there's an end to the Paul Menieri era. I'm slightly shocked we didn't see Jeremiah Donati walk out and end it in the middle of the fourth inning last night, as you talked about how, you know, last night was unprecedented and not allowing us, the fan base, the administration, the players, to continue on down this path for two more games in this series. But making a change before game two, that inning last night was just demoralizing. And the biggest thing for me, JC, is you could see, and JB has commented on the body language, right, amongst the team, in the dugout, anywhere you see them near Founders Park or on the field or on the road or wherever they are, it's jarring to see how they are approaching the game. I expect that to change. That's the biggest thing that jumps out to me, is what type of energy are we going to see from this team? Does it show up today, or does it show up maybe a fresher start going into the midweek and into next weekend with a little bit more time to regroup after this series is over? But definitely a change that needed to happen here in Columbia, South Carolina, for one of the most storied programs in the history of college baseball that has just found itself floating out in the abyss somewhere right now.
Absolutely. And I think the first thing Monty Lee is going to do is to get everybody to relax. You know, that was a situation, Rob. You know, do you talk to anybody that plays baseball? Baseball players are superstitious. Baseball players, it's a hard sport to play, especially at the plate. 30% success rate, man, you're doing something special, you know, in that sport. If a quarterback completed 30% of his passes, he wouldn't be the quarterback. If a guard is shooting 30% from the field, well, maybe not at South Carolina, but, you know, sometimes he'd be on the bench, right? In basketball. But baseball is just so hard to play. There's a lot of mental games that's played in that sport. Always has been since it's a sport that's 140 years old, you know, and there's all these unwritten rules and stuff. And I think it's jarring when you're out there game to game and you bat third one game. Okay, I'm doing something good. Well, maybe you had a bad night because that happens. That's why they play 162 games in the majors, because you need that long to figure out if you're good or not, right? And this whole notion that the punitive lineup changes all the time. Now the pitching was terrible last year. I don't think they have a very good pitching coach. And I mean, he wasn't really a guy that had a great rep for pitching or anything. He's also the recruiting coordinator, by the way. So he's responsible for this roster, if it is, and we'll find out if it's the roster. So pitching's gone. There's just nothing that inspired confidence. I think those two losses to Florida in game one and two down there broke this team for good. And you can tell. And, so I think the first thing for Monty Lee is to get everybody to relax, go play the game just like you've played your whole life, and let the chips fall where they may. I don't know that I expect a huge turnaround. I mean, certainly, I think that it's a big relief for everybody, and people will probably show up. Hopefully, you get by the Garnet Trust tailgate. I think that's going on right now, though, if you're out at Founders today. But hopefully, these guys get some support. But talk about that a little bit about relaxing. You're an athletic guy, obviously. So, in sports, I think that the players when they're nervous, players when they're worried about making a mistake, they don't tend to perform well. And especially these guys. I mean, you've dealt with young people, man. This generation, Gen Z, my stepkids' age, you've got to communicate with them a certain way for them. Now, they'll go work for you, but you got to communicate a certain way. I just don't know that that communication was getting through.
Well, I think the word is confidence that's missing here, and that all starts in your head. And I think that's the biggest battle in a lot of sports, but specifically in baseball. I've heard Meredith McKellar on here before of the McKellar Enterprises chat box on ITG on her podcast talking about golf and the specifics of the mental game and how if you hit a bad shot, there has to be specific checks in your mind to flush it and move on to the next thing. And that's just something, JC, that this team has not been able to do. They have not been able to flush bad moments. Riley Goodman has been one of the key components that we've said over and over has to play well, has to pitch well in order for this team to perform. And Will Crow was on the morning show with JB this week and mentioned the lack of confidence just because it appears nobody has gotten into his ear and said, listen, dude, you are good enough. It's just kind of roll the ball out there and tell him to go pitch. And somebody at some point, not only Riley Goodman, but everybody on this team needs to be reminded of who they are and what they've done and why they were put on this team in the first place. I don't think that this is a talent problem because we've seen for the most part these guys perform at a high level, either at South Carolina in the case of a guy like Thomas Lucroy or elsewhere in college baseball. A lot of this portal haul that came in this year, and we've been much noted that they kind of got away from high school recruiting and went with a big portal haul, which means there's a track record. We've seen what these guys can do in college baseball. We know that they've performed well. So somebody's got to remind them. And I think to your point, that will be Monty Lee. If you don't have it in your head that you can go out there and perform well, you have already lost. And it will not go well when you walk onto the field, whether it's the baseball field, the football field, the golf course, the basketball court. It really doesn't matter. If you're not ready to perform and you don't believe that you can do it, I've said my whole life, I only have to fool one person. And if I fool myself, then I'm going to walk into every room a little bit differently than I would if I didn't believe. And the rope has been and the leash has been really, really tight with these guys. And I think that relax is a big word. And I think confidence is a big word going into today against Arkansas and really the rest of the season. There, you said it a multitude of times. It's early. This is the SEC home opener. There's a lot of baseball left to be played. So can this team go out and turn things around and make a big run? I don't know. We'll see. But can they have a much better season than the trajectory that they were on? Absolutely. And it does all start in their heads.
Absolutely, man. And it was spiraling towards just not even being competitive. It's way too early to check out like that. And you saw it. And look, man, when nobody shows up to the games, I mean, I've said many times, maybe we should get the COVID cardboard cutout people out there. It looked like a couple of high school teams were scrimmaging And even last night was an awful crowd for an SEC home opener for at Founders Park. 17 years, man, that place has been
Never seen it.
bursting. Never seen anything like that. And the Carolina baseball fan base, the diehard baseball people that come to every game, I know many of them. They're a confident bunch. You could be sitting there, they're down 8-0 in the third inning during the Tanner era, and right on up through Holbrook and Kingston. And they're not worried. They're, well, we can come back, because that's Gamecock baseball. This group, and once the narrative, Rob, came out that, oh, I had inherited all these bad players, and then some of them left and are doing much better at other schools, right? Or just as good. They're doing well in the SEC and other conferences. But once that narrative came out, and then once they spent 7 figures plus on this roster, the expectation was all the problems that you had last year, because the head coach was saying this, would be gone. And it's gotten worse with argue. And is there more talent? I don't know. Some of the guys that weren't supposed to be talented last year are certainly talented at other places. But I'll say this. Monty Lee, for the first time in 2 years, and I don't know that he did it under Kingston either as an assistant, but this will be his lineup today. He will be making the decisions on the pitching and when to take guys out, when to put guys in, when to steal bases. It's his show now, and so it'll at least be a different person, right? I can't guarantee outcomes. It's in life, it's probably smart not to guarantee outcomes, right? But I do think a different approach was needed, and we'll see. It lets everybody breathe, I think, Rob, and it's like, so you're saying there's a chance. It gives people hope again, right?
Yeah, and it gives the players hope again too. I'm interested to see a few different things, JC. One is the interim bump. Do we get a little bit of a jolt? We saw this in the SEC in football this year with teams like Florida who looked dead in the water and then were able to come out and be a little more competitive with that group. What is the level? You said it was borderline non-competitive. Yeah, I would argue even that it was past that. But what does it look like today? What does it look like tomorrow? In terms of just being competitive, are we saying they're going to come out and now win the series against Arkansas? Doubtful. But are they going to come out and compete? What is the mindset? The other thing that I'm excited to see is as fans feel like maybe they've been a little gaslit, to be honest, in the narrative that has changed coming out of the head coach's mouth. What's the difference now that we will hear from Monty Lee on a regular basis in this media availability, whether it's post game or otherwise? That voice, not just to the players, but now to this loyal fan base that it means so much to them. How does that narrative shift a little bit? Because you're going to have a different voice that's speaking to the people that are out there and can rally. There's a lot of passion bubbling under the surface, and if you just give them an inch, this fan base will take off.
Yeah, and I know Monty Lee was the head coach at Clemson, but he's with this program, Carolina baseball. He's been a Gamecock his whole life. He was part of the build under Ray Tanner, and really, 2023 and 2024, Mark Kingston didn't do enough and got fired. It's crazy to say because they went to a super regional and a regional, right? I think anybody love that right now, but. His offenses are, and he was the hitting coach, and he was actually Kingston, and he were, it was a much more collaborative effort, man. I mean, when you're the hitting coach, it's not like football. Like if you want a comparison for those out there that you're just kind of like, well, hitting coach, hitting bad, blah, blah, blah. In baseball, as far as the play-to-play deals, your manager, your head coach is giving you the take sign or, I mean, we've confirmed that Tanner, all the head coaches do it. The lineup card, though, sometimes it's collaborative, sometimes it's not. Under Palminteri, it's Palminteri and the pitching coach, Terry Rooney, that decided all this, which made a little bit of sense. So this will be Monty Lee's lineup card today. But under Kingston, though, South Carolina had two of their top 10 offenses since 2000 as far as run scores go. And he was more involved as far as the lineup and things like that go, but it's going to be his today. And you mentioned the fan base. He gets it. He gets it. Now, is he going to get the full-time job? Or are we going to be sitting here in June? I don't know. I think a lot of winning has to take place, and there has to be, it's an audition, so there has to be a reason for it, but it's never too late to, or never too early to kind of you know, you throw his name in the mix for sure, because he's got the audition, right? There's no better way than to see a guy coach to decide if you want him to coach if you're Jeremiah Donati. But there's other names out there. Chris Lemonis, who won a national championship at Mississippi State, and he was fired there, but he's got tons of ties to the Palmetto State. I think somebody to look at. And then Kevin Schnall from Coastal Carolina. My man John Whittle reported the other day that he was here and he'd at least listen. Now, he's kind of a coastal lifer, right? And that program has been really, really good. It's kind of their like Mississippi State. That's what they put their resources into. I mean, they put Chance Miller obviously was at South Carolina. They put resources into football and basketball too, but they are a baseball school, obviously. So it's not like, oh, going and taking Coastal's basketball or football coach, but I think that guy's a winner, obviously. He doesn't have a ton of head coaching experience, but was there under Coach Gilmore and obviously a name out there that a lot of Gamecock fans have mentioned that they would be excited about.
Yeah, I talked to one baseball contact who's well connected within the state, and that was his first comment to me was, will Schnall not just listen, but would he be willing to leave Coastal where he has the quote unquote keys to the kingdom? Where everything has kind of been crafted by him. You said it, he's a coastal lifer. They've done really, really well, and he's kind of built where they are today. So, what would be the argument, I think, for a guy like Kevin Schnall to come over to South Carolina versus a place where he is comfortable and has really built the culture and the team and everything around the success that they've had? There's an argument to be made, and from our perspective, a pretty dang good one. But that is the alternative perspective from this one contact that I was speaking to, who I will say is not a South Carolina person. So you know, there's going to be interesting arguments. I think that you can also, and JB kind of stepped away from stepping from joining the conversation of who would be the next coach yesterday on the show. But in my mind, you look around the SEC a little bit too. We've mentioned that there are other programs in the SEC that are not as historically prominent as South Carolina, who are doing really well right now. Is there a potential to maybe grab one of those guys? I think would be something to consider for Jeremiah Donati too. Somebody that understands the culture of the Southeast, what this league is all about, the beast of the SEC. You know, you always say that in this league, it is difficult, right?
In
And
this league.
it doesn't matter the sport. So how does Donati evaluate that a little bit as he looks to make a replacement? I mean, but that's all a little bit down the road, right? Because as you said, Monty Lee gets an extended audition here as the interim. And I think that a lot of people will be excited to see what he's got to offer.
Yeah, I mean, you got 26 SEC games left. If you can win 15 or 16 of them, I mean, you can, and you gotta quit losing midweek games, obviously. Well, it's easier with North Carolina coming up. That may not be I mean, they're ranked, but you gotta quit losing midweek games, obviously. But if you can turn it, Missouri is on the schedule. It's out there. Carolina struggles out there in baseball sometimes, but they're kind of down there with the Gamecocks. So, you know, we'll see.
They did take one from Tennessee last night, so they got a little
Now,
juice. They got a little juice in Como.
man,
We'll
I,
see.
t Tennessee. A quick aside here because we got to wrap it up because I've got this. It was the busiest day ever, and my wife and I went to a kind of a March Madness thing yesterday, unfortunately. But you know, so we're catching up on things, right? Around the house today. But look, I'll say this: remember what happened to Texas A&M when Schlossnagle left? Like all their players came back and they promoted the assistant and they weren't
They fell
winning.
apart.
Tennessee's winning more than A&M did last year, but I'm not so sure that we're not seeing the same thing up there, right, with them. And I know you can talk about that on SEC Sunday night. I'll be curious to listen about that. But yeah, Pulmonary is out. Terry Rooney, as of recording this, is still on staff. Now, is he going to have the same responsibilities? Well, he's certainly probably not going to have a say in the lineup. And I would, if it is a talent problem, and the coaches, Coach Lee, will know better than anybody. Tell him to stop recruiting. You don't need to be recruiting anybody else here because we don't bring, you know, just get somebody else to go evaluate players, right? So anyway, man, thanks. Any final thoughts on this? Just to wrap it up here.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that moving forward, we've been in this situation before where Monty Lee kind of took the reins of recruiting, as you mentioned, to kind of bridge the gap from one coach to another. And it's been talked about a lot on the Chief Sports Network this week on ITG and on Four Quarter Friday, the lack of recruiting within the state. Monty Lee is a guy with deep, deep ties in the state of South Carolina and baseball here. So I would expect that during this interim period, any contact that may be made with recruits and looking towards the future of the program, we know that Monty has the best interest of the program in mind, and there may be some more inroads repaired, I'll say, within the state during the next couple months.
Absolutely. And that's where it all starts with this program and really, honestly, every other program on campus. You even go back to when Dawn Staley got it rolling, when, you know, Asia Wilson and a lot of in-state talent always gets it going. And that's at most schools. Even Alabama football, their first good year under Saban. It was a great year in Alabama. Marcel Darius, Julio Jones, guys like that. And they got like 11 of the top 15 in that state. And there you go, right? Whoop, there it is. So your in-state talent base still matters in a lot of sports, even with the portal. Football gets it. Basketball, I know, would love to get more of them. And it's a sad day when baseball is like it is right now. I mean, you're not going to get everybody, but just to have nobody, that's, you know, it sounds like Dumb and Dumber. I'm tired of having nobody.
You got to go get
place
somebody.
Called Aspen. So anyway. All right, Rob, appreciate it. SEC Sunday night, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern, right?
You got it. We have Allie Peake-Wilbur on to do a preview of Florida football and former Gamecock quarterback Jason Brown to come and talk about life after sports and what it's like to transition out of the college game. We'll talk a little transfer portal with him and SEC quarterbacks.
Always like Jason Brown. That's good. All right. For Rob Williams, it's JC Sherbert. This has been an ITG special. See you later.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.